This is Mindset Monday, a short episode designed to share some of the tips and tricks that I've learned or I'm experimenting with to conquer my mind, perform at a higher level, and crush my goals. My hope is that these short weekly episodes will help each of you in the same ways. One thing I've learned is that mindset is so key when it comes to performing in life and in business. And your mind's like a muscle. You have to work it out. Some days are easier than others to keep a positive mindset. But the more you train your mind, the easier it becomes to maintain a positive mindset, even on the hard days or when things are not going according to plan. And there are many different ways that one can go about improving their mindset. And that's what I'll be discussing on these episodes. I'll be sharing what I've learned and what I'm currently learning to help maintain a positive mindset and show up every day performing at my best. So with that, thanks for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy this week's episode of Mindset Monday. Let's drop in. Don't learn to walk by following rules. You learn by doing and falling over. Richard Branson. Man, I love this quote because in my mind, it takes a lot of pressure off. It takes a lot of pressure off in the sense that you don't need to feel like you need to know every answer to every question when it comes to making a big move in your life. You're never going to know exactly how something plays out when it comes to a relationship, a business venture, just trying anything new for the first time. You're never going to know how exactly it's going to play out. There's always going to be a leap of faith involved. And so that's why I wanted to start this episode out with this quote by Richard Branson. You don't learn to walk by following rules. You learn by doing and by falling over, right? You learn by falling. That's where the learning comes. And then you build from there. You know, I struggle with this myself, but I work with people. I help them investigate and try to figure out if different business opportunities are the right fit for them. And some people just have this tendency of getting caught up in overanalyzing every little thing that could possibly go wrong. And they get caught up in this paralysis by analysis. And what happens is they never do anything. They never take any real action. And so what happens? They're just spinning their wheels. They're stuck in place. They're just going through the motions, really. You know, they might be talking about taking action, but they're never actually taking any action. And the biggest thing I've learned in my experience is, yes, do your due diligence. Make sure that the recipe is there, right? That the right components, whether it's a, you know, a relationship or a business deal or anything else in your life that you're contemplating doing, understand what it is that you're getting into. You know, we're not talking about rolling the dice, going to Vegas, putting it all down on black. We're talking about calculated decisions, but at the end of the day, you're never going to have all of the information. You're never going to have all of the answers. You're never going to know exactly how a certain decision plays out. That crystal ball doesn't exist. So don't let the analysis keep you from never taking any action. At some point, you have to take action, and that's where the magic happens. That's where you start figuring out who you are as a person. That's where you start figuring out what you're really capable of. And that's where the learning begins, right? Because guess what? You're probably not going to make it happen on the first try every time. You're going to fail. You're going to fall over, as Richard Branson says in his quote. But that's how you learn, right? You fall over. So what do? You get back up and you make sure you don't do the same thing that made you fall over the last time. It's all a process. It's a building process, but you never even get into that process unless you take some action. And that starts with making decisions and having the ability to make decisions. I work with some really smart people that have had super successful careers. They're highly educated. high net worths, all of these things. But when it comes to something like choosing a business to invest in, they stall and they never do anything. And guess what that generates? Nothing. It generates zero results. So my wife and I have been with our business partner investigating a new franchise business. And at the same time, someone else I've been working with has been investigating this exact same franchise business. So it's been interesting. I haven't actually had this exact scenario happen before. So it's been very interesting as I've kind of been comparing notes to him and what he's learning in his research, what we're learning in our research. And, you know, we're kind of checking in, comparing notes. What do you like about it? What we like about it? What questions you have? What are you still uncertain about? But anyways, through these conversations, it's become very clear to me that apparently I just have a very different mindset when it comes to investing in a business than this other gentleman that I've been working with. And this is so similar and so common with other people that I'm working with. And I'm not saying that, you know, my philosophy or my position is exactly right. Definitely not saying that. But what I am saying is my philosophy is one where you do the research, you figure out, does this have a shot of being successful? Yes. Do I like it? Do I see myself being successful in it? Yes. Hell yeah. Then we're jumping in. We're going to do it. We're going to figure it out. We're going to make it happen. And on the other side of the table, this gentleman I've been working with is just very much overanalyzing everything and, in my opinion, in the weeds. And I told him this, so I'm not saying anything that I haven't already said to him in conversation one-on-one, right? But he's just in the weeds with every little scenario, every little thing that could possibly go wrong. And it's like, come on, at some point, you're never going to be able to predict every little thing that could happen in a business. You got to understand, are the fundamentals there? Yes. Do I believe in myself that I have the ability to take this business opportunity and run with it and make it happen? And if you do, then don't waste your time, don't waste your energy, and don't give yourself the opportunity to talk yourself out of doing a deal, because that's what'll happen when you just overanalyze and get this paralysis by analysis. You'll end up talking yourself out of doing something. And this doesn't just apply to business deals. This applies to every aspect of your life, whether it's your diet or your workout routine or relationships or studying or trying to learn new skills. It applies to everything. If you overanalyze it, you will always find enough reasons to talk yourself out of doing it. So just don't. And I'm not saying roll the dice. I'm saying do enough research to figure out, does it make sense? Does this have the blueprint that I think I need to be successful in this? And then look in the mirror. Do I have what I think it takes to be successful? And then go. And then it's the action, right? And guess what? You probably will fall over a time or two or three, or who knows how many times you'll fall over. But like Richard Branson said, that's how you learn. To me, that's where the magic happens. And as it pertains to investigating businesses, and particularly franchise businesses, I was having this conversation the other day with someone I'm working with, and this is the best example that I've ever heard of how franchising should really work. But I think it can actually be applicable to many other things in life outside of business or outside of franchising. But a franchise is like a bicycle. So if you're looking at buying a franchise business. You're shopping for a bike, right? You want to find a bike that makes the most sense for you. You want to find a bike that fits you, that's going to help you accomplish your biking goals, right? Could be going distance. It could be going fast. Really depends on the rider and what they're looking to get out of their bike, right? So you find the bike that makes the most sense for you. And then you want to find a bike, of course, that is well-designed, that's sturdy, that's going to stand up, you know, hold up for a long time. You want to find something that's going to be sleek, be fast, whatever the case may be. But that's only half of it, right? You could buy the best bike on the market, the perfect bike to help you accomplish your goals. But then what? Well, then you have to make a decision. All right, do I get on the bike and pedal it? Or do I let this nice, beautiful bike that I just bought sit in my garage and collect dust? That's the taking action. And guess what? If you never rode a bike before, you probably will fall over a few times. As long as you learn from it, as long as you get back up and you keep pedaling, then you're going to go far. You're going to accomplish what you want to accomplish, right? But if you get the bike, or if you never even buy a bike, right? If you just continuously research bikes and never decide on a certain bike to buy, well, shit, you're never going to get anything done, right? But once you do decide on a bike, that's when it's time to get on it and pedal like hell. And the faster you pedal, the harder you pedal, the further, the faster you'll go. But if you don't get on the bike and if you don't pedal, or if you half-ass pedal it, guess what? It's going nowhere. You're going to fall over. You're going to keep falling over. And there's nothing wrong with falling over as long as you're learning from it, as long as you're getting back on that bike and you continue to pedal, 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 pedal. So I don't even really know what my message was tonight. I kind of just started ranting a little bit, but this is something that honestly I've been a little frustrated with some awesome people that I'm working with. They're not even buying a bike, right? They're just shopping for bikes. They like the idea of shopping for bikes, but I don't think they really like the idea of actually buying a bike, taking it home, hopping on it, and pedaling. And to me, what's the point, right? If you really want to make things happen in your life, you have to get on the bike and you have to pedal, right? And you have to accept the fact that you're going to fall over. That's part of it. That's the most beautiful part of it all, is you get to fall over and you get to get up again and you get to learn from it. But if you're not willing to get on the bike and take those first couple of pedals and see if you fall, see if you ride, right? But even if you do fall, no big deal. Get back up, keep pedaling, learn from it. And that's how you make progress. That's how you advance. But if you don't ever take any action, if you don't ever get on the bike and pedal, if you don't ever try anything new, if you just sit there and analyze and overanalyze, nothing will ever happen. So that's my Mindset Monday episode for this week. Sorry for the ramble, but I hope this helps anyone that's listening. I hope you can take it, do something with it. Everyone, go drop in, get on your bike, pedal your ass off this week. Go make your dreams happen. Thanks. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of Mindset Monday. If you got value from this, please make sure to follow or subscribe to the podcast for more great content. And if you'd like additional resources to help you maintain a positive mindset and perform at the highest level, make sure to check out my website, path2freedom.com. Path, the number two, FRDM.com. There you can also subscribe to my monthly newsletter, where I'll be sharing more great strategies just like this. And if you know anyone else that would benefit from today's episode, please forward this on to them and encourage them to listen. And finally, if you or anyone else you know would be interested to speak with me to learn more about how you can get started on your own path to freedom by getting into business for yourself, I'd love to have a conversation. Connect with me on my website or shoot me an email at wes@pathtofreedom.com. That's all for now. And until next time, go drop in.